Hello, everybody. When you face surveillance or any issue of collecting multiple sources of information, you find out that you have different sources of information that use different standards, and you need to get everything together and somehow be able to analyze that information, put it together, collaborate around that. So in this particular domain, you have both event-based and indicator-based information, different sources like new media, web, Google, subscriptions like Promed and stuff like that. So when you need to analyze that information, you cannot have a single person using that and trying to understand what's going on. So you will always need the current situation, you will always need a cross-disciplinary team that can interact together with different backgrounds and coming from different perspectives. So what we have tried to address here is how to solve the problem of having different sources with different standards, putting that all together and being able to understand what's going on and having a team collaborating around that information and making sense out of it and being able to distribute that information to the ones who need that, and obviously being able to react and do something out of the insights that they get from that. So our approach was to build a both human and machine learning system that enables to handle big loads of information with the help of the machine learning side, but that also empowers a team of people collaborate around that information and being able to understand it, comment it, making sense out of it. The software is an ongoing effort that it's still being built. We have a version online that has been working for several months already. The initial effort was done by three developers during a period of 7 months. It's free, it's open source. There's the URL for that. Everyone can use it, and you can also download a version to install it in your server and do whatever you need. It's also modular, so it's very extensible, and you can build your own modules to suit your needs. So this architecture diagram is really complex, so that's why I have the other file. That it's a simplification of what happens with an article or an item that gets collected inside the system. So think of this little box as a chunk of information that you get inside the system. The first step that an article faces when it enters into a system is what we call layer data decorators. That might be just too much jargon there, but basically what happens there is that if you have an information resource that you can put inside an article, for example, I don't know, you have the temperature for your region, or you have the humidity, or you have different values that you have measured around, you can add that information to that item based on the location of that piece of information. Next, that item gets processed by a load of different algorithms that parse that text, and analyze, classify, and do many things with that piece of data. That's one of the places where you can plug new modules and do specific things that you want to code yourself or have someone code it for you. We do, of course, location extraction. So if the text doesn't have latitude and longitude, you can geocode that based on the strings that are there that have a meaningful value for the geocoder. And then the most meaningful and useful part takes place, that is the collaboration of the users around that information. So they can go there and read the article and comment, put a lot of things that we're going to see in a while. But basically, you have the team of people there analyzing the information and doing stuff with it. So that was a single article, but you have a lot of different pieces of information coming together there. So what the system allows you to do is collect a group of those articles and try to guess or do a hypothesis of what might be going on with those items. So you can gather a few ones and say, well, I think this is indicating that there might be something, something going on with this, and then I need to do something else with that. So you can issue some kind of field action somewhere, and you can have your team in the field going and verifying that information and giving you feedback about that. The feedback goes back to the system, and the system basically reinforces the actors that were participating in those items. So if a user said that, for example, this I believe this is an outbreak about this or that, he will get more reputation inside the system. If a machine learning algorithm classified that item as a disease or as a symptom indicator or something like that, it will get a positive feedback to continue improving the detection algorithm. So let me go back to the... Need to skip a couple of slides. Okay, this is a screenshot of the system. I don't pretend that you can be able to read anything there, but I wanted to show you a couple of sections that describe a little bit what you can do inside the system. The first thing that you have is the full text article, of course. But the nice thing about this is that the original source gets lost for some reason or it's not available anymore. You still have a copy in your server of the full information that you can use 10 years later if you want. We have a couple of modules that allows you to comment on the articles, make flags, change or set the location if it wasn't not detected by the system. You can put stars and different marks that allow you to separate the items from each other. You can of course tag that information. Part of the tagging is done by one of the algorithms that try to classify those items based on the context. So you will get a lot of initial structured information. You can also relate items to one another to just create threads or related pieces of information that you think that are connected. You have a tag cloud over there, and you have a nice tool of filters that you can use for exploring the information. You can save filters that you have prepared with meaningful set of configurations, and you can subscribe to those filters to get notifications when a new item arrives to the system and matches those filters. Of course, we have nice maps based on the geolocation of those items. You can get a map of the items there. We have two different maps. One is location based, and the other one is a heat map. The heat map gets the number of the items in the region, or can use a score that can be assigned by the user also using another module. So there are many options around that. Using the system, you can start exploring the information that's available there. You can filter by location. So once you start combining the filters, you can do pretty much a lot of different things and filtering by, for example, you could, I don't know, this example tries to find every article that mentions avian influenza 30 or 50 kilometers away from the center of Vietnam. So you could save that filter and subscribe through RSS to that filter, and you will get a notification in your email or in your RSS feed or through an SMS in your cell phone every time a new item gets collected by the system and matches that filter. So this is a section of the filter. You can subscribe to when an item appears in the system, or you can even subscribe to an update. So if someone comments on the article that I'm interested in, I will also get an alert. I can say if I want an instant alert, or if I want just a daily digest of all that has been collected there. We strive not to keep the information there. You can subscribe to all that information that has been put there from any other system that can read RSS. You can subscribe to the to the whole information, or you can also subscribe another system to a filtered view of that. This is just a list of modules that are already been built, but this is completely extensible, so you can add your own modules or use someone else's modules like Hanbi developer. There are alerts, modules, analytics for classification, for automatic classifications, personal annotations, attachments that you can put to the articles or pieces of information, comments, favorites, geo. We have even a specific postal code geolocation for Mexico for a specific use case that we had. We have a heat map, red and red to just keep track of the items that you have read on and that you haven't. Related items, scoring that allows you to put numbers based on different values that you want to assign to the items. You got SMS connectivity, so that means that you can even collect pieces of information inside the system by receiving SMSs into there. So you just do some press about a short code or a number, and you all those messages that arrive to the system get collected inside there, so you can start commenting and making sense out of a lot of different messages that are arriving there, and the tagging module. So right now in the system that's deployed there are a couple of spaces. So it's not a single place that everyone shares. You go there and you create a space and you decide whether you want to make it private or public, and you can invite other members to that group. But there are a number of interesting spaces already created, and with people that have been working classifying information and making sense out of it and creating interesting filters and correcting geolocations and stuff like that. This is a screenshot of one of them. It's about the H1N1. We have another interesting space with a lot of information collected for Africa. There you have, for example, a filter that has been applied there to see an outbreak of avian influenza in Egypt. So I mentioned before that one of the algorithms that's there tries to classify the documents. It does that by analyzing the text that's contained in the article and trying to find similar other articles that have been trained by experts in the space and that already contain tags. So if someone goes there and tag a couple of articles with a single tag, the system will try to apply that tag to content that has similar words and terms inside. So this is a number of things that we already are being that are being detected inside the system. Okay, so I mentioned that the system has been used by many people during the last couple of months. We have a lot of registered users actively working there, but it's a growing community that is expanding there, and we have a lot of geocoding done. The system is pretty big. It right now it's handling almost 1 million articles there that have been analyzed, tagged, and classified. So what are we working on? Right now we are in the progress of working with ontologies. We are trying to detect, based on the content, which is the right term that applies to that document in several ontologies. So that will allow you to do much more things. If you find a couple of symptoms or syndromes inside the content, you might have the guess that article is speaking about certain disease or something like that. And we are also working with Reuters on a workflow module that allow a team of people to use this as a platform for even reporting and public announcements. So it's basically a hub where you can collect information from journalists on the field or even citizens that submit chunks of information, and you can issue to interesting wire articles to local media and people that might be interested, like first responders or things similar. We plan to finish an API for external additions. That's on top of the modules that you can build there. We are working on supported structured data, so you can also plug information from sources that provide you structured data instead of just freeform text. We plan to integrate field data collection through forms to be able to create a form with a survey inside the system, issue that through SMS or through internet to a smartphone, mobile phones, or something that can be used in the field to collect information and report that back to the system. And we also plan to work on anomaly detection, basically trying to figure out spikes in patterns of different tags that are appearing inside the system. That slide went just too quick. So this has been done through funding from Google.org, Reuters, and the Rockefeller Foundation. And we have been collaborating with a lot of helpful organizations. One of them is HFOS. They were working in the ontologies features, and we have been working together to integrate those. And we are collaborating a lot with the MBDS project also. They are piloting and helping us gather user feedback and design the system. That's pretty much everything. Thank you.
You want to stay up here for a few questions? Ramesh?
Maybe a three-part question. How many newspapers are you scanning unstructured for unstructured data?
I think
the languages in terms of language knowledge. The second part of the question is are you using NLP, natural language processing, to process, and if so, can you elaborate on that?
Okay. Okay, let me try to remember the three questions. The first one, I think that's answered on that slide. There are almost 700 of input streams. That means that the system is checking 700 different sources of information. Was that your question, or wasn't it?
But that doesn't, I don't know if the source is one, or one source can have many inputs.
No, you create your space and you register different sources of information from that space. So your space can have as many sources as you find meaningful there. In the whole system right now, we are checking 700 different sources that are distributed among different spaces that are there. The second question was about NLP. No, we're not doing what you should call NLP properly. We're doing machine learning algorithms that analyze the text. One of them is SVM classifications, and we're using Bayesian networks. But I wouldn't say that that's NLP properly. And the third one was if I would consider this a BI system. I wouldn't say so, no. I think that it's mainly a collaboration platform that empowers users to collaborate around different sources of information and that support them with tools to be able to handle loads of information that otherwise could be impossible to read or classify.
Steve?
Yeah, sure. Well, his question was that if ultimately the API would allow different tools to be plugged inside the system and provide from sources of information. Right now, you can do that if you get your system to expose an RSS feed or if you want to. You can even subscribe an email newsletter to the system. So if you have something that you can send emails or expose an RSS, you can do that right now. But otherwise, yes, one of the ideas of the API is to be able to just submit articles and information to the system without having another transport method there.
Numbers, numerous languages. Are you working with them, or is that some approach that you're thinking?
We are working with BioCaster. They have a nice multi-language ontology also, and we are using OWL. That it's OWL. It's a standard for defining ontologies. So the idea is that we won't stick to a single ontology. We will allow the user in a single space to configure which ontology he or she wants to use there. So right now we are about to plug the BioCaster ontology that allows you to match together two articles, one in Chinese and the other one in Spanish, and being able to figure out that both are speaking about flu.
Any other questions?
It's completely open source. You can download the code. You can take a look at whatever you need. The deployment that's there is also free. You can use it, create your spaces, and do everything that you need. And you can also create your own instance if you don't want to share the server with the rest of the people.
So I can create a private.
Completely, yeah. Of course, yeah. You can download the source and compile it, or you can just download the working version and install it on your server. And I would love to have someone else submitting code there also, so if you want to jump on board and start doing modifications to the code, you're welcome.
Andy?
I don't know the product, so I wouldn't be able to answer. Do you want to jump in, Edu? Do you know?
No, I wouldn't know it in detail.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's the difference. Any other questions or comments, thoughts? If not, thank you very much.
Okay.